we've got to remember that we should be condemning completely Hamas and the way they murdered so many innocent civilians and triggered this appalling situation. But the way that the Netanyahu government have behaved is shocking. There's no doubt they've breached international law. And we've been calling on the UK government, as it presses for the release of the hostages by Hamas, to put much greater pressure on the Netanyahu government through sanctions on individual ministers, on right-wing settler ministers like Smotrich and Ben-Gvir. And I've even called for sanctions on Prime Minister Netanyahu himself. So we've got to get tougher. And we've also got to push President Trump to do far more. He has it within his power to solve this more than anyone else, and he's failed.
Do you believe the UK government is doing enough to push for an immediate ceasefire and humanitarian aid access in Gaza?
I think it could do more. It's doing better than the former Conservative government, to be fair. But I do think it needs to go beyond what it said. So, for example, it has called for the recognition of the Palestinian state, which is right, but it's put many conditions behind that. I think we should proceed immediately to recognise Palestinian state. If we're going to get a peaceful solution, we do need a two-state solution which recognises both Israel and its right to exist and prosper, but with also a state for the Palestinians. And what is so worrying about what the Netanyahu government is doing, it's almost as if they're trying to stop that two-state solution being a possibility with what it's doing, not just in Gaza, but on the West Bank, by saying there can be more settlements built on the West Bank, which, let's remember, is occupied territory, which would be the Palestinian state. So that's why we have to get tougher on Netanyahu. He is a barrier to peace.
Some local campaigners are saying that the Lib Dems' response hasn't gone far enough. What do you say to them?
It's interesting because when I speak to Palestinians, they say mostly tell me we're the only party really speaking up. And I think I'm the only opposition party leader who's raised this time and again. There's been silence from some of the other opposition parties. So I think we're leading the opposition to push the government to do more. And I'm grateful for the support of so many people who care about this.